Well, the holidays bring reunion of family and friends, and that may be part of the problem. Joining us live, Dr. Laura Markham, who's a clinical psychologist, author of Peaceful Parent, Happy Kids, How to Stop Yelling, Stop, and Start Connecting. Doctor, good morning. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you.
It is amazing. You know, we all want our holidays, especially with families, to be about as perfect as it can be. Our expectations are just so unrealistic.
It's so true. You know, there's a famous quote, to give thanks is to stand up in the face of the storm and declare that life is worth living. So I just remind parents, when your difficult relatives are acting difficult and your children are cranky, you know, we don't get Martha Stewart holidays. We're parents. We get reality parenting. That means messy kitchens and store-bought pie and kids who act out. And, you know, the way to reduce the stress is to let go of that image of perfection and to just focus instead on connecting with your child. Half the time, that's what kids need. They're spinning out of control because they're a little overwhelmed and overstimulated with the cousins coming and the grandparents and the craziness and all the focus on presents. If we can just calm down ourselves and connect with our child, it solves a lot of that acting out.
Well, you know, it seems like the adults are the ones who get overstimulated a lot of the time.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Adults, you know, when we see our families, it brings up all of our own childhood issues. It seems crazy, but who has the ability to push your buttons more than your own mother or maybe father, right?
Absolutely.
So I think it's really important to find ways to nurture ourselves through the holidays.
So what do you do, doctor, when you know that, say, two members of a family are going to have a showdown? You know it happens every year. Is there any way the rest of us can step in and diffuse situations like that?
The most important thing is for us to stay calm, which sometimes even gives us access to a sense of humor, so that when we see that brewing, we can have thought about it in advance and we can have something light that we say, which is, you two have always had a different perspective on this. Well, I guess that's what makes the world go round. Come on, will you help me? I've got to check the turkey and drag one of the people into the kitchen away from the showdown.
No, that's not a bad idea. I love that turkey idea. It's a good idea.
It's a good little side.
It's a start.
Exactly. But does it help to have a chat with someone who is on your nerves? Does it ever help to pull them aside? Or does that only make things worse and you're really not going to help anything?
I guess it depends on how calm you can stay. If you're itching to prove you're right, well, that's not going to happen. At least it's not going to happen with the pressure of a short amount of time to have this discussion, you know, in the middle of the Thanksgiving gathering. So really, you want to have that discussion when you have more time and you can be more open. But that day, the only way to do it so that it comes out with a good feeling on both sides is to go in with an open heart and not need to be right, to say, you know, I really see that you feel differently, and I'd love to hear your perspective. Oh, I see. Oh, so when I did that, you thought I was criticizing you. Oh, well, I want to be close to you more than anything, and I really don't want this to be in our way. Notice you haven't tried to even convince them of your perspective. You've listened, you've empathized, and you've expressed the desire to be close. And sometimes that's all you need to heal between you.
My little secret, doctor, sit at the kids' table. It's so much more fun.
Yes, and the kids love it, and they act more grown up when they're at their own table.
It's a great thing.
There you go.
Listen, happy holidays to you. Happy Thanksgiving this week.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Dr. Laura Markham, clinical psychologist, author of Peaceful Parent, Happy Kids, How to Stop Yelling and Start Connecting.